Chapter 34, Wedding. Angels attended the first wedding ceremony. I have often read these words, marriage is a lottery. Some act as if they believed the statement, and their married life testifies that it is such to them. But true marriage is not a lottery. Marriage was instituted in Eden. After the creation of Adam, the Lord said, "It is not good that the man should be alone, I will make him an helpmeet, suitable for him." When the Lord presented Eve to Adam, angels of God were witnesses to the ceremony. But there are few couples who are completely united when the marriage ceremony is performed. The form of words spoken over the two who take the marriage vow does not make them a unit. In their future life is to be the blending of the two in wedlock. It may be made a real happy union if each will give to the other true heart affection. Jesus was in full sympathy with the pure joy to be found at a marriage ceremony. By his presence, Jesus honored the marriage ceremony. The active interest that he manifested on this occasion showed that he came not to put a cloud over the happiness of the family and the guests. Jesus was in full sympathy with the pure joy to be found in this occasion. By his presence, he showed himself to be in harmony with the blessed institution of marriage. And he gave his sanction to every gathering that is pure, and lovely, and of good report. Jesus began his ministry at a wedding to show his desire to minister to human happiness. Jesus did not begin his ministry by some great work before the Sanhedrin at Jerusalem. At a household gathering in a little Galilean village, his power was put forth to add to the joy of a wedding feast. Thus he showed his sympathy with men, and his desire to minister to their happiness. In the wilderness of temptation, he himself had drunk the cup of woe. He came forth to give to men the cup of blessing, by his benediction to hallow the relations of human life. Mrs. White participated in a wedding at her own home. About 11 a.m. Tuesday, our large dining room was prepared for the wedding ceremony. Brother Starr officiated in the service, and it passed off nicely. The request was made by Brother Hickox that Sister White should offer prayer after the marriage ceremony. The Lord gave me special freedom. My heart was softened and subdued by the Spirit of God. On this occasion, there were no light jests or foolish sayings. Everything was solemn and sacred in connection with this marriage. Everything was of an elevating character and deeply impressive. In remarks made at a wedding, Ellen White urged the importance of blending together, "And now I can at this time take by the hand this our brother, and we take by the hand you, his wife, and urge you to carry on the work of God unitedly. I would say, may God your counselor. Blend, blend together." The wedding ceremony is a sacred service, not a time for hilarity. It has always seemed so very inappropriate to me to see the marriage ordinance associated with hilarity and glee and a pretense of something. No. It is an ordinance ordained of God, to be looked upon with the greatest solemnity. As the family relation is formed here below, it is to give a demonstration of what they shall be, the family in heaven above. The glory of God is ever to be made first. Weddings should be conducted without display and extravagance. Marriage ceremonies are made matters of display, extravagance, and self-indulgence. But if the contracting parties are agreed in religious belief and practice, and everything is consistent, and the ceremony be conducted without display and extravagance, marriage at this time need not be displeasing to God.